Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. It's 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted. I'm Dan O'Neill sitting in. The recovery from Florence is just beginning.
I'm Rodney Price. The Flint Hills Discovery Center has a new buffalo exhibit.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. We're down to the last week of summer before fall arrives on Saturday. Meanwhile, summertime heat is going to hang on for the next few days. Our complete forecast is coming up.
Florence, downgraded to a tropical depression over the weekend, may have passed, but towns in North Carolina can't get started on recovery efforts because of flooding.
It is the New River flooding at near record levels, but then as you move inward towards Fayetteville and Lumberton, serious risk. You have the Cape Fear River as well, expected to crest possibly tomorrow at more than 60 feet, really causing a problem for Fayetteville and a dam just south of there. One of the big problems and one of the parts of this story is the movement, the mobility. Many of these areas, they want to move into recovery, but they're still having to go door to door and rescue people. And of course, roads all across this state are being cut off, towns being cut off from each other. And so it's going to be a very difficult task. And Florence isn't even done as these rivers swell.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkinson reporting from Jacksonville, North Carolina. A Sedgwick County Sheriff deputy has been shot and killed while responding to a call about a suspicious person. Sheriff Jeff Easter said Deputy Robert Coonsey was shot yesterday about 20 miles west of downtown Wichita. After arriving at the scene and seeing a person who matched the description of the suspicious individual. Coonsey and the suspect were found on the ground. The deputy pronounced dead at a hospital. The suspect died at the scene. The Wichita Police Department investigating a homicide from early yesterday and have arrested a 36-year-old man and 27-year-old woman.
At approximately 1:25 a.m., officers were dispatched to a call for police in the 1900 block of South Broadway. Through the investigation, officers learned of a physical disturbance between a male victim and two male suspects. During the disturbance, the victim was stabbed one time in the stomach area. The suspect left the area in an unknown vehicle. Officers located the male victim, who was pronounced dead on scene. The victim has not been identified at this time. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
One person was taken to the hospital in critical condition after being struck by a vehicle while riding a bicycle in South Wichita. That happened just before 10 last night at the intersection of MacArthur and Seneca. One person was taken to the hospital in critical condition. After a summer dedicated to the dinosaur, the Flint Hills Discovery Center in Manhattan is turning its attention to the buffalo.
Bison, the great American icon, a National Endowment of the Humanities-sponsored exhibit, opened to the public this past Saturday. It runs through January 13th. To coincide with the exhibit, the center is planning a celebration of National Bison Day on November 3rd. Center Director Susan Adams told the Manhattan Mercury the exhibit highlights an animal that was historically significant in the Flint Hills and across the country. The exhibit has displays showing the history of the bison and includes 27 quilts depicting the Flint Hills from the Konza Prairie Quilters Guild. The center will also be showing a Wolves and Wildlands exhibit from the International Wolf Center. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Askola University's Cultural Center and Museum planning to celebrate Native Americans who served in World War I. The center's director says 415 Haskell students, faculty, and alumni enlisted in the war, even though that they could not claim citizenship until 6 years after the war ended. The celebration, entitled Keeping Legends Alive, will be held September 21st and 22nd, hosted by the center and the city of Lawrence. KNSS News Time is 7:05. When is a hate crime not a hate crime? That's next on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 98.7, 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill. Police say a New York woman admits she fabricated a hate crime.
19-year-old Adwoa Lewis of New York's Long Island said a group of teens shouted at her, Trump, 2016, and claimed she didn't belong here. She also said they slashed her tires and left a note on her car reading, Go home. Police launched an investigation into the possible hate crime, but eventually concluded it never actually happened. Authorities say Lewis has since confessed to writing the note and placing it on her own car. She was arrested last week and has a court appearance set for September 24th. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Somebody is paying for a very long and expensive trip.
We'll find out today who paid for a trip around the moon.
Fly me to the moon.
SpaceX says the identity of who will fly around the moon and when they'll go will be unveiled today at the company's headquarters in Hawthorne, California. The company intends to use a rocket still in development to carry one person to and around the moon, then return to Earth. The company tweeting that this lunar mission represents an important step toward enabling access for everyday people who dream of traveling into space.
Fill my heart with song.
The last time a human orbited the moon was during NASA's Apollo program in 1972. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
KNSS News Time 710. Time to take a look at traffic. Here's Chad Chambers.
And traffic right now in the Wichita area, things looking good. Just starting to see that slowdown in the road construction eastbound Kellogg right around I-235. But traffic conditions looking fairly good. Otherwise, low end of the gasoline prices I'm seeing out there, 255. Spotted that one at Seneca and Harry. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Time now for the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Out of this world, Ron L. I tell you what, this is a gorgeous forecast, and it's hard to believe that fall is coming up so fast.
Yeah, you know what? It's just a few days away now. Starts Saturday, 8:54 exactly p.m., that's when we'll officially be into fall. But until then, it seems like at least for the next few days, those summer temperatures, they're going to be hanging on pretty strong. We've still got temperatures in the 90s on the way. You know, of course, nothing that we haven't seen before. But, you know, this late in the summer season, I think we're definitely going to be feeling it. A little humid out there as well as we even as we start our day. I'm sure you noticed that going outside early this morning. But, hello?
Oh, yeah. Yes, go right ahead.
Oh. Okay, I'm just taking a little cat nap here.
Don't mind me.
Not a problem. I'm actually a little jealous of that right now since I wake up around midnight. But otherwise, yeah, the forecast, not really looking all that bad out there. We are going to have a very slim chance of rain now that the sun is coming up, I think after sunrise and continuing as late as about 10, 11 o'clock this morning, we'll have a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm. But otherwise, it looks like things should be pretty dry out there. And then we'll have another slight chance of an isolated shower or storm after about 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Anything that pops up will be fairly isolated, really hit or miss in nature. So not expecting anything widespread. And it's really only a 10% chance that I'm talking about. So otherwise, mostly sunny to a partly cloudy sky. High of 91, nearly 10 degrees above normal. Light south wind at 5 to 15. Skies clearing right back out during the evening and overnight hours. Low temperature of 70 degrees, still seeing a light south wind. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny to a partly cloudy sky, high of 91. So a lot like today, minus that slim chance of rain. All day Tuesday should be pretty dry. Winds a little bit more on the breezy side, though, out of the south at 10 to 20. Right now, we are seeing mainly cloudy conditions. A little bit more cloud cover here in central Kansas. Parts west and even far, far north Kansas, seeing a little bit more sunshine as we get Monday started. Temperature of 71. South wind at 5 miles per hour, dew point of 69, visibility at 10 miles. So warm to start, a little bit humid out there as well, and just watch out for that slight chance of rain going through the rest of our Monday.
I'm looking forward to the chances of rain diminishing. That way the yard turns brown and I don't have to mow it anymore.
Yeah, and then we'll get a little bit more rain a little bit later on this week. So you'll get a chance, even though it'll still be warm, you'll get a chance to cut the grass tomorrow, Wednesday, possibly early Thursday. And then after that, we'll give it a break for a few days. Mother Nature is going to go ahead and water a lot of our lawns and plants.
All righty. Thank you very much, Ron Elf. And it is 7:13 at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And we had a big day in sports yesterday. And I tell you what, it was not only a big offensive day, but a big defensive day for the Chiefs. Let's check out sports now with our very own Sean Boston. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Yeah, the Chiefs got a big win yesterday, 42-37 over the Pittsburgh Steelers in Pittsburgh. It's the first win in Three River City for the Chiefs since 1986. So that's a long span that the Chiefs have been struggling in Pittsburgh, but they got it done on the road yesterday. Patrick Mahomes, another big day for him, passing for 6 touchdowns, no interceptions, threw the ball 23 of 28 passing, 326 yards, set a new record in the NFL. The 99-year history of the NFL has thrown 10 touchdowns through 2 games. That's a new NFL record, and who would have thought a Chiefs player would do it? Chiefs back in action on Sunday as they take on the San Francisco 49ers with kickoff set for 12 noon. Chiefs home opener here in week 3 of the 2018 season. Kansas City Royals took 2 of 3 games from the Minnesota Twins over the weekend. 3 of 4 overall in the series. One loss came yesterday in a high-scoring game, 9-6. The Royals will take on the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight to begin a 9-game road trip, and with first pitch set for 6:05 in the 3-game series in Pittsburgh. You can hear that game over on KFH. Shocker Volleyball coaches show on tonight with Mike Kennedy, the host. He will have interviews with Coach Chris Lamb and more Shocker Volleyball coaches show on the air from 6 to 7 right here on KNSS tonight. 20th-ranked Butler Grizzlies football team got a big win over arch rival and 17th-ranked Coffeyville on Saturday night, 22-0. First shutout for the Grizzlies over the Red Ravens since 1980. Grizzlies back in action on Saturday when they travel to Dodge City. You can hear that game right here on KNSS with pregame coverage at 5:30. Talk a little bit about the Jayhawks. Kansas Jayhawks picked up their 2nd win in a row on Saturday for the first time in 7 years that they have won 2 straight games as they take down Rutgers 55-14. Hawks took advantage of 6 Rutgers turnovers and 544 yards of total offense. Cruise to the victory. Jayhawks now 2-1 and will open up Big 12 conference play on Saturday as they travel to Waco, Texas to take on the 2-1 Baylor Bears. Kickoff is at 2:30. Kansas State Wildcats bounce back with a win over University of Texas San Antonio 41-17 on Saturday afternoon in Manhattan. Wildcats raked up 449 yards of total offense in the win, including 285 of those through the air. That's a big sigh of relief for the Wildcats after struggled through their first 2 weeks of the season at the quarterback play, but a big day for Skylar Thompson and company as K-State rolls to the win over UTSA. K-State will open up Big 12 play on the road in Morgantown, West Virginia, as they take on West Virginia with a kickoff set for 2:30. And other notes across the sports world, Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis abruptly retired at halftime in Sunday's 31-20 loss to the Los Angeles Chargers. Davis, who was in his 10th season in the NFL, announced his retirement at halftime of yesterday's game. He said in a statement, quote, "I shouldn't be out there anymore." Davis played with the Dolphins, Colts, and Bills during his playing career and kind of shocked everybody on the Buffalo Bills team, including linebacker Lorenzo Alexander.
You've seen anything like that in your NFL
career? Never have seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did he say anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
When did he find out? You know as much as I know. I found out going in the 2nd half of the game. Coming out, said they said he's not coming out, he retired. So.
What?
Yep. That's it. So, who said that?
Who said
what?
Who said he?
Sean said that. Guys on the sideline. I mean, guys heard about it and said that he wasn't coming back out.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard anything like that either. Retiring at halftime of a game. Cleveland Browns are now 0-1-1 after a 3-point loss to New Orleans Saints on Sunday. The Browns have yet to win a game since 2016. 631 days since your last win. That was against the Chargers. And yesterday they had a chance multiple times, but kicker Zane Gonzalez missed four total field goals, two extra points and two field goals, including this one.
52-yard field goal attempt. He's missed two. He's made one, and he's missed an extra point. 21-18, New Orleans. Snap is back. Ball is down. He's into it. End over end. The kick is no good. With 3 seconds to go. And Gonzalez, with his helmet off, takes the long walk over to the Browns bench area again.
Yeah, that was a struggling loss there for the Browns. Once again, they had a chance multiple times, but wow, what a weekend in sports. And it's always fun to talk about sports on a Monday after a big, busy weekend. And that's a look at your sports here on the Steve and Ted Show.
Of course, you actually went to the Royals game yesterday.
Yeah, I went to the Royals game, and it was a pretty warm game. About, you know, temperature was around 90 degrees and a lot of action. You know, 31 hits between the two teams and 15 runs between the two teams. So a lot of action in that game as well.
Of course, listening to the Chiefs game, too, that was, kind of intense. It looked like they were going to run away with it at the beginning. And, the other guys, they're no pushover. They had to kind of answer back, but did a wonderful job yesterday. So, again, our hats off to everybody. And we'll be looking forward to talking to Mitch again later on Friday and find out how elated the coach actually was out of all this. So, again, thank you, Sean, taking a look at sports on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Time right now for our Prairie Fire coffee break. Here on KNSS, Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get that. You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office just by calling this number. Write it down. Grab a pencil. Memorize it. 267-3771. Or just, surf on over online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
KNSS News Time is 7:20. Steve and Ted in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.